Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration came from Proverbs 20 and verse 27, and it reads, "The spirit of a man is a lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart." The spirit of man is that part of man that was God breathed because God is spirit. It is that factor in man that proceeds immediately and directly from God. It is called the lamp of the Lord, and it contains the faculties of communion, intuition, and conscience. As an entity, it has certain abilities and capacities, some of which are, number one, seeing. Ephesians 1:18 says, "By having the eyes of your heart flare with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which is called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints who are his set apart ones." Number two, searching. This is clear from Psalm 77 verse 6, which says, "I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search." Number three, hearing. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." This hearing happens in your spirit man. Number four, sensing, discerning, and perceiving. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." If you are born again, having committed your heart and life to Christ, you are a new species of being, because if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. This is made possible because your spirit is now connected to the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17 declares, "But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him." Why is there failure then? There are many reasons for this, but some of the reasons that I'm going to espouse now are, number one, ignorance, which manifests as lack of light. Isaiah 8:20 declares, "To the law and the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Another reason can be attributed to ignorance, which manifests as lack of revelation knowledge. Hosea 4:6-8 says, "My poor are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Some of the reasons are not walking in the consciousness of who you are in Christ and not applying what you already know. Knowledge is light and potential power, but knowledge not applied is of no benefit or use to anyone. The proceeding word of God is the vehicle of light, revelation, knowledge, enlightenment, and illumination for your spirit man. Psalm 119 verse 130 declares, "The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." A conscious and constant exposure to the word of God through reading, study, meditation, and hearing will expose your spirit man to light, revelation, knowledge, enlightenment, and illumination. The proceeding word of God is also the vehicle of creation and recreation. Through the insights, understanding, and revelation gleaned from the proceeding word of God, as you apply and declare them, you can reframe your world. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because my spirit has been recreated in true righteousness and holiness. I receive grace to activate the potentials and possibilities available to me in the kingdom of God. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I declare that the eyes of my spirit, heart, and imagination are enlightened by the light in your proceeding word and of your proceeding word. I manifest your grace, goodness, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is the God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Jesus is my Savior and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info at IgniteDailyInspirations.com using Next Step as a subject so I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to Linktree/Francis Ugbeku. That is Linktree/Francis Ugbeku. Simply click the link and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeku. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus Christ is Lord.